counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hi, this is Jay Slapsick from the Besnard Lake.
Hey, this is Matthias Kong from the Burning Hell.
This is Bob Maddox.
Hey, this is Paul Lawton from the Ketamine.
Hey, it's Marty Sarvin of Imaginary City.
Hey, this is Matt from Golden Youth.
Hi, this is Jay Arner, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
That's right, here we are. I'm Anthony Enman, and Brian Cleveland is in studio this week as we count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from Earshot-Online like we do every week. These charts are for the week ending Tuesday, October 1st, 2013, and Brian's going to let you know what you'll find if you go to that website.
You will find that Earshot is the national campus and community radio port published every week at Earshot-Online.com, and you can find the entire national top 50 from which we'll play selections from the top 20 over the next 2 hours of the program, so stay tuned. As well, you can find the original top 30 albums submitted by over 30 campus and community radio stations every single week. This week, exactly 32 stations submitting their charts. And other published charts include weekly genre reports such as electronic, hip-hop, international jazz, loud, folk roots and blues, and monthly and yearly top 200 countdowns. And you can also read some fine features such as reviews, interviews, and loads more. You can go check out this month some reviews and interviews from Islands, The Balconies, Bear Mountain, and Golden Youth. So go to earshot-online.com and get lost for days.
But a good lost.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not a bad lost. You can also reach out to us if you'd like to. Earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email. Facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook and at Earshot20. Our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to contact us and all are great ways to reach out if you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show throughout the program. We like to do a few features, and so we'll do that for you. So get in contact with us for sure. All right. Big show lined up today. We've got the top 20, of course. We're also talking with our friend from Exclaim Magazine, Stephen Karlick. He's got your entertainment news, and we're talking to Colin Buchanan from the Paper Lions and Odaria Williams from Grand Analog. It's a big show.
Got a lot packed in there, and not to mention also not a single album sitting still this week on the charts, which of course means a brand new number one, and if you stay tuned over the next 2 hours, you'll hear all about it.
I demand you do. I demand you stay. You'll have fun. You're going to pop around and
if you want, you can spoil a surprise and go to earshot-online.com every Wednesday, but it's no fun.
You're not supposed to tell them.
Now, fun that way.
Everybody listening right now is going to the website.
No tunes there, though.
No tunes.
But you will hear
right here.
You have to
stick here for the tunes.
And we're going to start off at number 20, as we do every single week. Following from number 12, it's The Deep Dark Woods, their newest record's called Jubilee. You're going to hear a track called It's Been a Long Time. After that, Austria is at number 19, down from 13. Their newest record's called Olympia. You're going to hear a track called You Changed My Life. So stay tuned.
Stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 20.
It's been a long time. These memories never fade. They're as clear as the morning light. It's been a long time since I walked away. I've got leave. Won't you tell me what is the question? I need my rest tonight. I'm so lonely. I just wanna go home. It's been a long time. Just wanna keep those home fires burning long into the night. It's been a long time. I think I'll burn that shit. Pack up and leave.
Listening to the Earshot 20, number 19.
My life for
Ouster holding down the 19th spot this week on the Earshot charts. If you're just tuning in, this is the Earshot 20, and we are counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. And no stranger to the charts is our next band, who recently released their 7th album titled My Friends. I'm talking about Paper Lions, and joining me to chat about the record is Colin Buchanan of the band. Colin, welcome to the Earshot 20.
Thanks very much.
So I read that you worked with a pretty big producer on this record. What was the recording process like for My Friends?
The producer you're talking about is Howard Redekop, who's he lives in Vancouver. He's just an awesome guy and great golden years on him. He basically, the process was we had demoed for most of the winter leading up to the recording. And, you know, had probably around, 20 songs, some of them more finished than others. And we were keeping in contact with Howard sort of via email, and we'd send him some basement demos, and he'd, say which one he liked and, which ones we maybe should focus more on than others. And then once we had narrowed it down to maybe about 12 songs, we went out to Vancouver. And we were there for a month. We started off doing some pre-production where we dug in more to the songs that we wanted and sort of decided on the final 10 that actually made it on the record. And then we recorded at a studio out there, and then we kind of took operations into Howard's basement. He's got like a bit of a home setup, so we did all the vocals and the bells and whistles and all that jazz at Howard's place. So we're there for just about a month.
Do you feel like the sound on this record varies different from your previous releases? Is there a difference, or do you guys keep with sort of a traditional sound and just build on the sort of theme of your albums?
I think it's like it's by no means some sort of crazy departure. It still very much sounds like us. Vocally, we've always been, a pretty vocal-heavy band, and that's always there, and it's always going to be there. So that's often the thing that sort of ties all the albums together is John and Rob's vocals. So I think for the average listener, I guess it wouldn't sound super different, but I think we got into, some different sounds as far as, have more heavily keyboarded tracks on this one for sure, definitely than anything we've ever worked with in the past. And Howard sort of added a certain sheen to the record, as a whole, something that we always sort of wanted and sort of strive for in the past. And I think he sort of hit the nail on the head as far as getting that sort of, high quality sort of, I don't know, je ne sais quoi. I don't know how he does it.
And Paper Lions fans and people who may just be being introduced to your music won't be disappointed. It's a great album. And the name of the album seems to be quite sentimental. Is there a story behind the name that you chose for the album?
It's sort of, it had come from this place of, in the past, we're not super fond of writing lyrics. None of us are super natural lyric writers, so we're very much melody guys and stuff like that. So we decided this time around we kind of wanted to just find a topic that was sort of universal and we could all sort of pitch in on. And since we grew up together and best friends since childhood, John and Rob are brothers. I grew up just next door to them, and we kind of decided to sit around and sort of talk about our childhood, and it sort of turned into songs, and it was really easy, unlike any other time we've ever tried to write lyrics together. So all the songs ultimately ended up centering around this idea of friendship and childhood friendship and just innocence and just sort of our rural sort of upbringing on PEI. And so that sort of begat the song My Friend, which sort of has this sort of tie-in line about, if I never met you, then I'd be a different person or whatever. And we sort of thought that one really sort of it sort of summed up the record and what we wanted to say as far, you know, lyrically. So we decided to incorporate that into the title. And it's like a little bit, it's a little bit tricky for some people, but the album's actually called My Friends, and the song's called My Friends, so it's like a little bit confusing for people at first, but it comes from the song.
All right, there's more with Colin coming up after we hear from Paper Lions, who are sitting in our number 18 spot this week, up from 34 last week. Here they are, and stick around. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 18.
That was the Paper Lions breaking into the top 20 spot this week at number 18. And Colin from the band is still on the line and chatting with us about the album. So you guys have had some pretty extensive tour dates already that you've kind of plowed through, and you're going to be back out on the road. I noticed on your website there's some touring days coming up. How has it been going so far? And have you found that crowds have been quite receptive of your new stuff?
It's been a great run. We just actually got back from sort of a American Midwest and West Coast tour, which is the first time we've really done any solid touring of that area, and it was couldn't have been better. We totally loved, you know, just California was amazing, and they're all new audiences for us. We were opening for a band called the Octopus Project from Austin, Texas, who are a really, really cool band, and, you know, sort of a very different style of music from us, but it sort of worked in this weird way that their fans were really accepting of us, and, you know, people that we brought out were really turned on to Octopus Project as well. So all the material, all the new stuff's been going over great, you know, pretty much anywhere we play, but down in the States, it's like a little bit hard to tell because all the stuff is new. You know, it's all fresh faces, and and new ears. So, but as far as I can tell, everybody seems to like it.
That's good. And have you had an opportunity to visit some places yet, or some places that are coming up in the tour dates that you have coming up that you haven't been to for a while and excited to get back to, or that you hadn't had an opportunity to go to and you were excited to visit?
The next kind of run is going to be more Canadian dates. So, you know, we've played everywhere in Canada multiple times, so there'll be no real surprises there, but, you know, we're always eager to get on the road and, you know, see our friends in Canada always, you know, whether it's family in certain parts of the country or friends that have, you know, moved out west to work and stuff like that. So we're always eager to hit the road, but definitely the American run, like going to those new territories was really cool, and just everybody kind of had the get up and go to, like, you know, explore the cities and be a bit of a tourist, which was nice.
Sounds like a great opportunity. PaperLions.com. Check it out for all the latest on these guys. Really great album. You should definitely give it a listen. And we played you a track earlier. You're going to hear more from them coming up in the next few weeks as well. Colin, thanks for hanging out with us.
No problem, man.
And jumping back into the charts, we're going to hear from Jesse Lanza next, sitting at number 17, down one spot from last week. Stick around. There's more on the way. You're listening to The Earshot 20.
Number 17.
Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
This is The Earshot 20.
Number 16.
The mirror's image tells me it's home time, but I'm not finished, 'cause you're not by my side. And as I arrived, I thought I saw you leaving, carrying your shoes. Decided that once again I was just dreaming of bumping into you. Now it's 3 in the morning and I'm trying to change your mind. Left you multiple missed calls and to my message you replied. Why'd you only call me when you're high? High. Why'd you only call me when you're high? Somewhere darker, talking the same shite. I need a partner. Well, are you out tonight? It's harder and harder to get you to listen. More I get through the gears, incapable of making all right decisions and having bad ideas. Now it's 3 in the morning and I'm trying to change your mind. Left you multiple missed calls until my message you replied.
It's the Earshot 20.
Re-entering the charts at number 16, that was the Arctic Monkeys and their brand new record, AM, and you heard a track called Why'd You Only Call Me When You're High. And before that, you heard from Jesse Lanza, a track called Giddy. She falls just one spot to number 17 this week, and the album Pull My Hair Back. And before that, you heard from Paper Lions off of their brand new record, My Friends, a track called San Simeon.
And a big thanks to Colin Buchanan from the Paper Lions for joining us this week on the program and chatting about their new record. Lots of touring going on, and again, paperlions.com. If you want to check that out, you'll find out all the information. They've got some big announcements coming up as well. All right, we're going to get back into it and to continue the countdown. Coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to hear from Stephen Karlick, our buddy over at Exclaim Magazine. He's got your entertainment news, but first, Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
We're going to delve into the rare double debut in the top 20 this week.
I dare you to.
We're going to. And at number 15, Brooklyn-based psychedelic pop duo MGMT have released a self-titled record as their third album, this time produced by Dave Friedman, who has done a lot of production work for bands such as Mercury Rev and The Flaming Lips. And you're going to hear a track called Your Life is a Lie. And then at number 14, much-loved Canadian alt-country rockers The Sadies, who many have called the world's greatest rock and roll band, return with Internal Sounds. And you're going to hear a track called Another Tomorrow Again.
Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 15.
Here's the deal. Open your eyes. Your life is a lie. Don't say a word. I'll tell you why. You're living a lie. Your life is a lie. But you deny you ever lied. Wondering why. Barely alive. Count your friends on your hands. Now look again. They're not your friends. Hold your breath. Everyone left. No surprise. Living a lie. She knows, she understands, her life is a lie, nobody wins. Try not to cry, you will survive. no time, wondering why. Where in the world is that girl who knows it's alright to live a life waiting to die, not knowing that your life is a lie, wondering why nobody writes horror inside, bitter delight, fire and ice, your life is a lie.
Earshot 20, number 14.
Now we're on our way, and if we don't make it today, it's okay, we can make it tomorrow. We're falling behind, but if we keep between the lines, we'll be fine by this time tomorrow. We got nothing to spare, stuck in the middle of God knows where. I don't care, we'll get there tomorrow. After so many miles, shit'll happen once in a while. We'll get by if the sun rises tomorrow.
It's the Earshot 20. I love good guitar riffs.
Just like that great interpretation. So many amazing impressions. That was Another Tomorrow Again by the Sadies. Go check out that record. It debuts at number 14 this week. It's called Internal Sounds. And before that, you heard from MGMT and their debut, or sorry, not their debut, their self-titled new record. Certainly not their debut. And that debuts at number 15, and you heard a track called Your Life is a Lie.
It debuted on the charts. That's what you were going for. That's what you were going for. All right. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Earshot 20, Canada's national countdown show. I'm Anthony Emmon. That's Brian Cleveland. We get our charts from earshot-online.com. Check that website out. It's really great. We're going to take a break from the charts now and head on over to Exclaim Magazine, talk with Stephen Karlick. He's got your entertainment news.
It's the Earshot 20, Entertainment 411.
Stephen Karlick from Exclaim here with the latest music news, albums, and tracks. Toronto Raptor Drake's love for the struggling NBA franchise is about to bounce from fandom to a more official role, with the team announcing September 30th that Drizzy is involved in a new rebranding campaign. A press conference that day announced that the team have hired Drake on as a global ambassador for the team in hopes to give the team an image boost. They also announced that they'll be hosting the NBA All-Star Game in 2016, and that Drake will apparently be a big part of the Raptors' plans. Quote, I want excitement for this team. I want them to be one of the biggest teams in this league, said Drake, who's a season ticket holder during the press conference. Quote, everywhere I go, I preach the gospel that's the city of Toronto. I love the city with all my heart. Raptors general manager Masaj Ujiri added, quote, this is remarkable for our basketball team. We have a responsibility to grow our team so it meets the momentum of the All-Star Game. This is awesome for the fans and awesome for the city. Church's singer Lauren Mayberry has responded to online misogyny with an editorial about Facebook messages the band has been receiving for The Guardian. She particularly addressed a commenter who argued that, quote, sexism is just one of those things you'll need to learn to deal with. While Mayberry agreed that criticism and bad reviews are fair game, she argued, quote, is the casual objectification of women so commonplace that we should all just suck it up, roll over, and accept defeat? I hope not. Objectification, whatever its form, is not something anyone should have to, quote, just deal with. Mayberry noted that she reads every message that's sent to churches on Facebook, and while the bulk of them are positive, the band also get a fair number of condescending and offensive notes. She wrote, quote, I'm embarrassed to admit that I've had more than one prolonged toilet cry and a come on, get a hold of yourself, you got this conversation with myself in a bathroom mirror when particularly exasperated and tired out. Pop auteur Dev Hynes is reaching the peak of his career right now, making his upcoming Blood Orange album, Cupid Deluxe, all the more exciting. The 11-song album will include appearances from a wide array of performers, including Clams Casino, Despot, Skepta, The Dirty Projectors' Dave Longstreth, Kindness' Adam Bainbridge, Samantha Urbani, and Chairlift's Carolyn Polachek, the latter of whom appears on lead single and album opener, Chamake. Cupid Deluxe will be released by Domino on November 18th, but you can hear the single Chamake online now. After many rumors and teasing, Fortet's Beautiful Rewind album has finally been given a release date. On October 2nd, it was revealed that shipments of the album would begin the next day on October 3rd, at least in the UK. Online retailer Bleep posted a tweet that day revealing the pre-orders had begun with shipping beginning, and it was retweeted by Fortet main man Kieran Hebden, so the news is legit. He's since tweeted a few links to online stores where the album is available. In North America, you'll have to wait until October 15th, but the album will be available as both a CD and vinyl edition. The record will be released through Hebden's own Text Records. In album reviews this week, Danny Brown has finally released his latest album, Old. The Detroit rapper rose to fame with 2011's XXX, transitioning from Dilla sampling Backpacker to Pitchfork Circuit Cameo King. His fourth record, Old, reverses the last album's narrative, chronicling the rapper's come up from hustling in Detroit to his adventures in Europe. The first side returns Danny to his poor Detroit childhood over psychedelic, dusty beats, while side two dives headfirst into bacchanalia, soundtracked by progressive beats that draw upon dubstep, grime, and electronica. This side is also heavy on the hyperactive sex and drugs flow familiar to most of Danny's new fans. Acutely aware of expectations and potential criticism, Brown has doubled down on what makes him great instead of selling out. Also out this week is the second album by the Deep Dark Woods, where on their previous album the band produced themselves. Here, they made a smart move by recruiting acclaimed Californian producer and musician Jonathan Wilson, who has worked with both Father John Misty and Dawes. The band holed up with him in a rural Alberta cabin, with Wilson helping add a rich oral resonance to the now distinctive Deep Dark Woods sound. Opening cut Miles and Miles has a layered psychedelic feel akin to Besnard Lakes. Vocal harmonies and the prominent keyboards and vintage synths of Jeff Hillhorst prove ideal embellishments, while New Kid guitarist Clayton Lincecum impresses. Just as the pacing of the lengthy album threatens to become ponderous, the band roars back with two killer closing cuts, The Beater and the freewheeling 10-minute-plus The Same Thing. There may be plenty of the same things here, but they're executed superbly. For more of the latest music news, albums, and tracks this week, visit exclaim.ca. Our song pick of the week is the new one by Vancouver, BC punk troupe White Lung, whose new single is called Blow It South. Hear it now on Earshot Radio.
Earshot Extra.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 13. Edmund and Brian Cleveland.
This is the Earshot 20.
Number 12.
Thank you.
Number 11.
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was End of Life Crises by Dinosaur Bones and off of their brand new record, Shaky Dream. That was at number 11, Dan from 5. Before that, number 12, Dan from number 9 was Diana. And that's from the record Perpetual Surrender, a track called Curtains. You also heard Here Here by Islands. They're at number 13, down from 8 this week in the new record Ski Mask. And we started that set all off with Stephen Karlick's pick this week, Blow It South, the brand new single from White Lung.
Crisis or crises?
Crises, crisis, crises.
Is that like...
crises is not right. As soon as I said it, I was like, that's incorrect.
It's like moose. It's like the crises plural of moose. Correct. Mooses? Instead of mooses? Mooses?
Crises is correct.
Yeah, crises. All right. Well, there you get. There you have it. The world's problems all solved right here on
English
the Earshot 20. It is hard.
It really is.
And just like that, the first 10 counted down. You're listening to Canada's Countdown Show for Alternative Radio. I'm Anthony Edmund, joined in studio by Brian Cleveland, and each week we count down the top 20 albums from earshot-online.com. We record and broadcast live out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio voice. And we are also carried on a number of campus, community, and online stations, and we thank those partners for airing us. If you want to hear any part of this program again or previous programs that we've aired, head to radio4all.net. That's radio4all.net, and you can download the show. You can also podcast us on iTunes. Thank you very much to Colin Buchanan from the Paper Lions for joining us this hour of the program, and also to Stephen Karlick for the Entertainment 411. When we come back, you'll get your top 10 plus. You're going to hear from Odario Williams of Grand Analog. That's on the way, so stick around. It's the Earshot 20.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.